You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen. I have on the phone with us today one of my favorite people in the world. I think he is 82. I don't know if that's true or not, but he is a former president of the medical staff at the Cleveland Clinic, a former member of the Board of Governors, and an absolute delight. He wrote the book Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease, which is the book that really he's the mother and father, if I can say both of those, of the ways of reversing heart disease with diet. So he's been fighting a battle, if you will, to get this known, how important nutrition is. And one of the breakthroughs was Bill Clinton, after his second bypass surgery and stents and not doing well and having chest pain recurrent, went on the Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease program and is still living about 8 years later. So a really important, if you will, seminal moment is the publication of this book and the understanding of nutrition in heart disease care. Dr. Esselstyn, thanks for coming on.
Mike, what a pleasure to be with you this afternoon.
Now, you're in Cleveland, I'm in La Quinta, so we can say that I've got better weather today, but you were out bike riding, you told me, earlier today in pretty cool weather in Cleveland, since it is February, and I guess the temperature you say now is about 40.
Yeah, it's really kind of a crisp day, but it does mean you you stay alert when you're biking. No reason to fall asleep on the bike, but it's a delight when it's not raining and snowing, especially in February. You can get your miles in. I'd much rather bike outdoors than the indoor riding during the winter. Yeah.
And in fact, you should know that I'm teasing Dr. Esselstyn about this because I tried to get him to bike indoors, offered to buy him two TV screens that are full length so that he could figure out that he was outside even though he was inside, get a fan or whatever it takes to blow cold air by him wherever. But he refused, and he suffered some serious injuries, but is back, and thank God he's back. But he is are you 82, Essie?
Yes, in 1956 was when I left college, and I had to have 5 years of medical school because I was during my first year of medical school, it was split between trying to row for the United States.
Well, you did win an Olympic gold medal, so we should say that. You're the only physician I know, but at 82, quite an accomplishment. Tell us how you came upon the idea that diet was important. You know, when I talked to Steve Nesson, even 3 years ago, who's our head of cardiology at the Cleveland Clinic, he denied that nutrition had any role if you were optimally cared for as recently as 2 years ago. Recently, since the data is so overwhelming, he's been willing to, in fact, say that that nutrition may play a role. But you obviously were fighting a tide. How did you decide? What was the key moment to decide this really was something you wanted to study and devote your life to?
Well, it was very apparent to me by the late 1970s and early 1980s when I was chairman of our breast cancer task force that for no matter how many women I was doing breast surgery, I was doing absolutely nothing for the next unsuspecting victim. And this led to a bit of global research on my part, and it was quite apparent that there were multiple other cultures where breast cancer was much less frequent than in the United States. For example, in Kenya, it was something like 30 times less common than in the United States. And in rural Japan, in the 1950s, breast cancer was very infrequently identified. Yet as soon as the Japanese women would migrate to the United States by the second and third generation, still pure Japanese American, they now had the same rate of breast cancer as their Caucasian counterpart. And perhaps even more compelling was the data from Japan on prostate cancer. In 1958, in the entire nation of Japan. How many autopsy-proven deaths were there from cancer of the prostate? 18 in the entire nation. By 1978, 20 years later, they were up to 137, which still pales in comparison to the 28,000 who will die this year in this country. Well, somewhere along the line, I just felt that my bones would long be dust before I'd get the answers between nutrition and cancer in that fashion. And so it was so striking that there were multiple cultures where cardiovascular disease was virtually non-existent, and it was the leading killer of men and women in Western civilization. It seemed there would be so much more bang for the buck to use heart disease as the thing to be studied, because if we can get women and men to eat to save their heart, that gives them the greatest likelihood of saving themselves from the common Western cancers of breast, prostate, colon, and perhaps pancreatic. So that was kind of the background, and it was in 1985 that we started our first small study.
And so in 1985, you started a small study, and you and both you and Dean Ornish have talked about preventing and reversing heart disease. You have obviously concentrated a large degree on the nutritional component. And I like to say that the key to your diet, and you say this, and that's why I've picked it up, is don't eat anything with a face or a mother.
Correct.
And now, does that mean that we can have nuts or avocados or things with fat in it, even though they don't have a, because they don't have a face or a mother?
Mike, I like your style. What I've said in my book, I have nothing against nuts and avocado in people who do not have a diagnosis of cardiovascular disease. However, once they have a diagnosis of cardiovascular disease, I become a bit of a taskmaster, but I'm not apparently as mean as I look. And I'd like to get rid of as much as possible as I can of saturated fat and added fats. And so that's where once somebody has contracted cardiovascular disease, then I really crank down, and I do not like them to have the nuts. Now, I will grant you that there have been a number of studies on nuts that seem to show that that they have favorable characteristics and in the terms of biomarkers. Many of those studies, however, are funded by the nut companies. And when you really put it to the test, for instance, there is the study called the PREDIMED study, a very famous study out of Spain, 5,000 people, none of whom had cardiovascular disease at baseline. And they were given three different diets. Two were Mediterranean. One was Mediterranean with olive oil. The other was Mediterranean with nuts, and the other was the low-fat diet of initially 39% that they dropped to 37%, which is still absurdly high in fat. Now, remember, at the initiation of this study, none of these people had a diagnosis of cardiovascular disease. At the end of 5 years, there were absolutely scores of patients in each dietary category that had major cardiovascular events. That's death, heart attack, and stroke. That, to me, does not throw any kind of blessing on nuts when it more or less is part of the diet that leads to these major cardiovascular events.
So let's go and talk a little bit about the overall framework of the diet. When we come back, we have a break now for important messages, but when we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Esselstyn about the actual essence of it and how they've made it so delicious and how they've made it so available, and then is there going to be a delivery program that has this? The book, Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease. I say if you're going to only read one book in your whole life about the heart, this is the book to read. There are 150 great-tasting recipes in it by his wife as well. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease.
Awaken your mind with Exact,
a new dietary supplement designed to help you gain a mental edge.
Exact fuels your natural brain chemicals to unleash mental energy and stamina, providing the intense focus and drive you need to initiate important tasks and push through challenges. With Exact, you can think smarter, faster, and stronger, because Exact supports faster reaction time and memory recall with improved problem-solving skill and accuracy. Exact contains ingredients from traditional Chinese medicine and Indian Ayurvedic medicine.
No synthetic drugs or chemicals.
Exact is created from herbs that have been safely used by healers for thousands of years. Experience a new kind of energy, mental energy, and get the focus and breakthrough mental edge you need to succeed with Exact. Learn more about the science behind Exact, see what customers are saying, and try Exact 100% risk-free at ExactMind.com. That's the letter X, ACTMind.com. ExactMind.com.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and The Federalist, send an email right now to sales at gabradionetwork.com. That's sales at gabradionetwork.com.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word. Someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.
More than half of all Americans, including teenagers, don't drink enough water.
Waterlogged is a great app that will help you build good water habits
with customized tracking and personalized reminders.
Download Waterlogged from the iTunes App Store and start using your iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad to track and improve your water intake. Set your goals, record your consumption, and get Waterlogged's exclusive smart reminders to alert you when you're behind pace to meet your daily goal and when it's time to hydrate. Optimal water intake is a goal that you can successfully achieve, and it'll make a measurable impact on how you feel and your overall health, because every system in your body depends on water. People who use reminders are 5 times more likely to reach their goals consistently, so let Waterlogged help you stay on track. Waterlogged is compatible with Apple Health and Fitbit, so you can log your water with the best app in the App Store and get a full picture of your health in your favorite app. Download Waterlogged from the App Store or visit waterlogged.com.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, on Radio MD, the passionate show that helps you take control of your health so you can live at the top of your curve for the longest time possible. We've been talking with one of my heroes, Olympic gold medalist and Cleveland Clinic physician in his 55th year at the Cleveland Clinic, we just discovered, Caldwell Esselstyn Jr. Caldwell Esselstyn Jr. I can never pronounce the L's. I don't pronounce L's well. But in any way, Dr. Esselstyn is the author of Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease, the book that Bill Clinton says changed his life and that is changing Al Gore's life, and hopefully people will stay with it. We have a question now, and it comes from a Cindy, and Cindy asks us, by the way, you can ask us questions. I love call-ins, 844-305-7800 when we've got the line open. Ben's the engineer. Just ask Ben to get you on, 844, it's toll-free, 844-305-7800. And, of course, udocs@gmail.com is the email. Just put question for guest in the subject line or just put question in the subject line. Dr. Esselstyn is the superb author with his wife of this book, Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease. Essie, the question comes, since I said that Bill Clinton has liberalized his diet a little bit since then, how many people stay strictly with the diet once they feel better, and do they go off the diet, do they change the diet, and do you say that's okay, or do you try and get them back on the diet, is basically the question from Cindy.
Yeah, I tell Cindy, I think that's an absolutely excellent question. I don't have a diet that's 90% or 95%, and this is made very clear at our intensive 5.5-hour counseling seminar, because what we are going to share with your audience today, and Cindy will appreciate this, I know, as well, is that we now feel so strongly that we agree with other experts. Where this disease has its inception is when we progressively injure the innermost lining of our artery, that very delicate endothelium, which makes an absolutely magic molecule of gas, nitric oxide, that has proven time and time again to be the salvation and protector of all of our blood vessels. So it's so essential for patients with cardiovascular disease have the time and the knowledge and the awareness that they themselves now are going to be empowered as the locus of control to halt this disease, because drugs don't do it, stents don't do it, bypass surgery doesn't do it. They're going to be empowered to recognize that they themselves can do it by eliminating absolutely from their diet any food that is going to injure their endothelium. Now, therefore, we found that when we reviewed our most recent group of patients who had been on the program for close to 4 years, 3.7, we had about a 90% adherence, which we attribute to the fact that we respect the patients. And how do you respect a patient? You give them time. Very few patients have ever had 5.5 hours of counseling where they're going to absolutely have all this complicated medical phraseology put into terminology that they can get their arms around so that they can grasp how terribly important it is to restore the integrity of their endothelium. And they do this, they do this by eliminating any drop of oil, olive oil, corn oil, soybean oil, safflower oil, sunflower, coconut oil, palm oil, oil in a cracker, oil in a piece of bread, oil in a salad dressing, or, as Mike said, anything with a mother or a face, meat, fish, chicken, fowl, turkey, and anything that's dairy, milk, cream, butter, cheese, ice cream, and yogurt, and any excesses of sugar, maple syrup, molasses, honey, and sugary drinks. Now we've really got a program where the endothelial cells can survive. This is not a malignancy. And as they are restored, as the endothelial cells are restored, once again they start making nitric oxide, and that now halts the disease, and we often see one of 8 different types of disease reversal.
Oh, now, let me go and say, so the essence of the diet is it's not exercise, it's not stress management, not that you don't want those, but the real thing is to change what you're eating so that you avoid all oil and foods with high concentration of oil, and then go and have nothing with a face or mother. And in this book, Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease, there are literally, I think it is more than 150 recipes that you and your wife have worked out that taste delicious. I've had not all of them, but I've had many of them. And in fact, in this seminar, and I didn't really invite you as a guest because of the fact that you run this seminar at the Cleveland Clinic in the Wellness Institute, but we ought to tell people you also run it other places, so they can go to Dr. Esselstyn, ESSELSTYN.com, and find out more about the book and about the program at other places. But in fact, it is an outstanding diet because it's delicious, and outstanding because it reverses heart disease so well. So I apologize since I'm giving a free ad to the Cleveland Clinic, but it's important because that's where you did develop it and do work with it. So keep going, Dr. Essie. I apologize. This is, so you say it's not a 90% diet, but you give people time to learn about it in that five-hour seminar.
Yeah, precisely. Now, there's one other wrinkle that I didn't add, that this not in the book, that I think is such a powerful addition in the last 5.5 years. And that is, I try to have patients understand, let's say somebody has coronary artery disease, they've had a heart attack. If they could somehow get their head inside the artery, they would see that the lining of that plaque and disease burden is an absolute cauldron of oxidative inflammation. Therefore, we need antioxidants. No, do not go down to the health food store and buy a jug of pills that says antioxidant. Doesn't work, it's going to be harmful. You're going to get your antioxidants from food. Okay, what food? Food that is high in ORAC value, O-R-A-C, oxygen radical absorptive capacity. Now, that means that if you're having raspberries, blueberries, strawberries, or blackberries on your cereal, your oat cereal, that's absolutely wonderful. But nothing can trump the antioxidant value of the green leafy vegetables. So I am really, especially now with somebody who comes in with angina, with their heart disease, obviously they want to get rid of this stable chest pain. I need them to chew, not smoothies, not juicing. I need them to chew a green leafy vegetable 6 times a day, roughly the size of their fist, after it has been boiled in water 5.5 to 6 minutes or steamed so it's nice and tender. Then they must anoint it with multiple drops of acetic acid.
Essie, we're running out of time. They're going to have to go to DrEsselstyn.com, prevent and reverse heart disease with Dr. Esselstyn.